KERA and the Dallas Morning News are starting a new arts journalism collaborative called Arts Access. Ann Bothwell, KERA's Vice President of Arts, joins two colleagues to explain the project.
I'm here today with Christopher Wynn. He's the arts editor at the Dallas Morning News. Hey, Christopher.
Hi, glad to be here.
And also with us is Elizabeth Myong. She is our new Arts Access reporter. Hey, Liz.
Hi, good to see you.
So, Christopher, we've been working on this project together with a lot of other folks at KERA and the Dallas Morning News, and we really decided that we wanted to look at the arts through the lens of access and equity. And that means looking at how serious issues like race or disability might create barriers to connecting with the arts.
That's right. It raises the question of who gets to make art, who can afford to live here and make art and show that. And so we really wanted to examine those kind of bigger questions, both in smaller stories and in larger pieces that we'll be unpacking all of those things.
We're also intending to be centering women, centering people of color, others whose perspectives are not always fully represented in the arts world.
We really want to be out in the community and hear what people have to say and how they view arts and culture. There are so many different spaces that haven't been really examined and people's voices that haven't been heard traditionally in the arts and culture space. And we want to redefine that and change how we look at the whole landscape.
Exactly. And Liz, as one of the reporters for Arts Access, you are already reporting on a lot of these topics. We have a story that is online today about how the pandemic is really changing how audiences connect with the performing arts.
This particular story that you were talking about really addresses how it's been a slow burn as the pandemic has died down and, you know, audiences returning to live performances. It just isn't the same as pre-pandemic times. And some of these arts organizations are really feeling that. The pandemic changed the way that people interact with the arts. A lot of them are staying at home. They're accessing it through digital platforms. Some of them really just don't want to go outside. And we're seeing that exhibition-based organizations are actually doing better than live performance-based ones because, you know, people want freedom to choose when they go, how long they go. They don't want to be sitting in a chair for a couple of hours in proximity with other people. And so that has been really challenging for some of these organizations to navigate. And some experts have been telling us that that decrease in ticket sales will continue for probably the next year plus.
And so what are arts groups doing to make it more attractive for me or you to go to the theater or go see a concert? Or are they trying to cater to that at-home audience?
Yeah, what we're really seeing is a lot of them have increased their digital engagement or tried to shift to different platforms to reach new audiences or reach audiences in a different way. Another thing that they're doing is really hearing what people are saying about their desire for more diversity and inclusion in their programming and trying to center the community voices and bring that into the work that they're doing.
You know, Liz, you make such a good point. It's, I think what we've seen and why this is such a pivotal moment for this group to come in is that the pandemic also acted as a great accelerator for trends and issues that were already in the community and the arts groups were facing, both financial, the changing audience, social justice, the reckoning that happened in 2020. And so now that has really laid bare some of those bigger trends. And we're seeing that play out in terms of audiences and who's coming and what kind of work they expect to see and that they want to see. And those are some of the things that we'll be covering.
That's kind of on the bigger picture side, but there's a lot of fun stuff that you're going to be doing in the coming week. You want to tell us a little bit about it, Liz?
Yeah, we're going to the Lizzo show. She's on her special tour and is stopping by Dallas. So we're going to be there to talk to fans, to hear why she's important to them and how she's become such a cultural icon that's really impactful in a lot of different ways. She's used her voice to be very vocal about everything from body positivity to just being a Black woman in America and what that means to her. And this is the kind of story and topic that I think resonates with people my age, people across the DFW area, and we're really excited to just do more of those.
I'm a little bit jealous.
It's going to be Liz on Lizzo. I'm excited for this.
Me too. Believe me.
Really looking forward to that, Liz, and all of the reporting that you and our teams are going to be contributing to this project. All of our Arts Access stories will be both on the Dallas Morning News website and on keranews.org. Christopher Wynn, Elizabeth Myung, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Arts Access is a new arts journalism collaboration between KERA and the Dallas Morning News.